Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Eric, let's run through some simple things here for folks that they could possibly, they can fix pretty easily if they do this, or it can be a real pain in the tush if they don't. So that's beneficiary mistakes, right? So it's pretty common that people will make a mistake around this. And again, this is some low-hanging fruit that you could fix pretty easily and save yourself or your spouse or your heirs a lot of heartache. So let's talk about through some basic areas here and just see if we can help folks out with a couple of nuggets.
All right.
I started to say you didn't want to boob this up, and then because you would ask me if we could say that earlier, because you wanted to talk about the Galapagos and the fact that you saw these cool birds down there, the blue-footed booby, right?
Something like that. Boobies, yeah. And I think the popularity of them is because of the half of it's got to be the name.
They're beautiful. I mean, they're really pretty birds, though.
Like, they are, and they have a an interesting. They do a dance to attract
that real fast patter, right?
They raise their feet because their feet are blue,
mm-hmm.
and it's
bright
a cool
blue.
Shade of blue.
Yeah, it is.
And then they lower their heads and then raise their wings, and they make this kind of a honking sound. They kind of dance around each other. So there's this whole dance. And so what's interesting about the Galapagos is that most of it is all protected park.
Right.
And the animals know this, and they know that you're there as a tourist and you're not going to hurt them. So they're very comfortable around people. And so we're on a hike, and the nice thing is with the cruise line that we were on, they take you by Zodiac boat to all these islands and stuff like that, and they have a naturalist that's with, so you have 10 of us and a naturalist.
And that's part of the Ecuador thing, right?
Yeah. So they're just, showing you. And so we're all standing there. Everyone's got their, of course, iPhone or phone
right.
and recording this, and I'm recording, 2 minutes of a little dance between a couple of blue-footed boobies trying to have their romantic moment.
That's
there,
right.
Or at least they're courting
right,
they're each courting, other. Yeah. And then guy flew off, and the naturalist knew that it was a female.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the females in the group were consoling her, saying, it's okay, it's not right for you, there'll be another one. And it was kind of fun, like an Oprah moment.
Humans but, doing the human thing.
And then the seals, we go to one island, and just the seals are just like, they're like dogs. They just lay on any piece of furniture that's available. The park benches have seals on them. And my wife and I are taking a selfie by this big a lobster statue. And I hear this sound. It sounds like you have an uncle or something that's been a smoker his whole life. It's kind of like he's hacking up a lung.
Right, right.
I hear that. And I turn to think it's some like town drunk or something like that that's coughing. And it was a seal just laying out in the middle of somewhere, just having this
just
hack attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And I went into the water to cool off, and there's like three of them just swimming right by me. And the raw power, swam like 2 feet, just how they could go from zero to so fast.
Yeah.
It was really cool. They're just everywhere.
Yeah, the doggos of the sea, but at the same time, they're still powerful.
Oh, wait, so. I said seal. They're sea lions.
Oh, the sea lions.
Kept on correcting me all the time. Yeah,
they're sea lions. Yes, even more so. Yeah, sea
yes,
lions. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely very cool. Well, let's transition that to beneficiary mistakes.
Okay.
And I want to start really with a big one. The biggest one really that I think hits most people. And it's just not cool. It's kind of thinking that the will is cool. You got the will done, you're groovy. And not coordinating that properly with your BDs, because, I mean, how many advisors do we know that have had a couple somewhere along the way where they got divorced, married someone else, and did not change the BD, right? And so the will says, oh, everything goes to my new wife, but the beneficiary says it goes to the old wife. Well, guess what happens? It goes to the old wife.
Exactly. In fact, in our classes, we always bring up one called the pension pickle, which talks just about that, where a couple that got married later in life, when she first was hired on as a school teacher, she named her mother, her sister, and her uncle as the beneficiaries, got married, never went back and changed it. And so when she died unexpectedly, her husband went to go claim it. Well,
got nada. Yeah.
Yeah. He got nada because the sister was still alive. She got it.
And, so, and this is such an easy, low-hanging thing to fix. That's the thing, right? You're just causing yourself a lot of hassle.
It's literally a signature on a piece of paper or logging onto a website and just changing it. So always look at something, I say, on the D's, okay? Divorce, death, add or lose a dependent, decade.
Mm. And disability, right?
A disability, too, yeah. Mm-hmm, anything like that. Because, yeah, disability can be, because if someone is qualifying for, let's say, a state or government aid, right, and they can't have money, let's say, have too much income or money or something like that, and you leave an inheritance to them, that might throw off some plans that they're getting or something like that.
Sure,
right, so.
And it's an easy one to do. So just make sure, and don't think that, again, the will is going to save you, because the BDU thing will trump the will. So just make sure that you have these listed right. And let's talk about another one, too. Make sure you have an alternate. I know the odds, like most of us are going to put our spouse, right, as our beneficiary.
Right.
But the odds of, you know, and the odds are low of you both passing at the same time. But if you don't have an alternate, this winds up, it doesn't just go to, again, your will says, well, everything goes to the kids, for example. If there's no alternate listed, it goes to probate, correct?
Correct. It'll go into your estate and just makes it messy. And normally if there's something catastrophic, it's normally both spouses, like my wife and I were just traveling, right? So if something catastrophic, let's say the plane went down, right? It's going to be both of us in the same plane.
Got eaten by a sea lion, right?
Yeah. Now, if it's catastrophic where I fell off a cliff, it's probably just going to be me. And she was looking around at a couple of them. But
you should go look at the edge of that.
Yeah, exactly. Honey, the view's so beautiful over here. No, you go first. No, but then that's, you always want successor or contingent beneficiaries. Indeed. So like on our accounts, my wife is primary on mine and my two children are contingent beneficiaries. And then there's also another line that you can do called per stirpes or per capita to even take it another step further. So per stirpes is a Latin designation meaning to the root, which means that if one of your children were to predecease you, then their children would participate in their share. Mm,
okay.
And per
follows
capita.
Follows bloodline, right?
Yeah, follow the bloodline. And per capita means it just be split amongst the remaining beneficiaries.
Gotcha.
So.
And again, so it's an easy thing to do. Just do it, right? Just a couple little things, sign some stuff, put some stuff on there. Since we mentioned the estate, let's talk about that. If you do make some of these mistakes and things go to your estate, this is complicated as well. It goes to probate, correct?
It does, unless your estate is a trust, but that's renaming a trust, not your estate.
Correct.
So just means that a probate has to be opened. It'll go into the probate process, which means there's delays, publicity, fees. You know, the state of Iowa, we are, you know, one of the lowest in the country, around 2% of the value of the estate. But it's really the delay and the publicity people don't like, because it's going through a court-based system. People will know what you have and who it went to. Now, of course, a lot of people, you know, casually say, well, I'm dead. What do I care? Well,
right.
The family might, you know, who's getting it. And if you don't have anyone to leave it to, if you're just leaving it to maybe nieces, nephews, or people like that, you might not care. But still, it's very simple to protect their privacy just by filling out their names directly. Also, what it gives them different options. If you name a person directly, they can choose something independently of another person. Let's say you're leaving it to nieces and nephews, and you have 10 of them, right? And you list 10 of them on as a beneficiary designation. Well, each one of them can choose something independently of the other 10. So if one of them wants cash immediately, one wants to take cash over 10 years, one of them wants, you know, 5 years later, they'll take it all out, something like that. They can all choose something differently. If it's paid into your estate, it's just going to go lump sum into the estate, and then the estate will pay it out by however your designation was at that point. So it gives a little tax planning to them too, especially when it's an IRA, which is a, you know, taxable 100% at their highest marginal rate. So gives people options, and people tend to like options when they have to take taxable money out.
Very, very true, right? So make sure, again, you're understanding some of these basic things. That way you can just, again, save the heartache and the headache for your heirs, complicated mess. A couple more here we'll do. Just errors on the application. Don't forget, you're human. You filled this out more than likely, or someone inputted this. Just make sure that the names and the spellings and the Social Security numbers are correct. I know that some companies are more lenient when there's maybe an error there, and others are sticklers, right?
They're lenient up until something happens, and then it's set in stone. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay, good point.
Yeah, it's good to review that. And so we do that when we fill out applications, make sure that it's correct. You know, transposing the numbers is real simple. you know, people's handwriting sometimes it looks differently. So it's just common. So always look it over. People are keying in differently. We use the industry is kind of gravitating more towards a lot of applications are electronic. And so you're typing it in. So it's easier to catch those errors as opposed to you're writing out a handwritten application, submitting that. And then someone has to interpret your handwriting then key it in. So it's called Firelight or DocuSign is how a lot of things are being. So when you type it in, it cuts down on errors. And that's what the industry is kind of gravitating towards.
Gotcha.
So that, yeah, you cut down on those error rates.
And then the final one, Eric, just in case, you know, we're talking about naming an alternate or something like that. If you're thinking about putting, I mean, a lot of our audience demographic is going to already have adult children. But what if you're thinking about putting a minor on, right? Grandchildren or something like that.
Yeah, just remember that if they're under the age of majority, which is typically 18, then there's going to have to be a guardian or someone that to accept it on their behalf.
Yeah.
Because they're not an adult, so the companies are not going to pay them out. It's also from a tax standpoint, because some of the stuff's going to have tax, but they can't make a decision, a claiming decision, because they're not an adult. So that guardian's going to have to be appointed for them.
Gotcha. Okay.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready Radio Show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040. WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.